What would it look like if you had unlimited confidence? I want you to picture a day where you felt like you were unstoppable. You had unlimited confidence to do whatever you desired to do, that you could move forward, that you were taking massive action, that you were not fazed by what other people thought, that you were unashamed about your voice, about your body image, about your brand, about what you said, what you stood for. I want you to picture a day where you have unlimited confidence. What would it look like? Today's Mindset Mastery is all about building confidence, understanding that establishing a solid foundation in confidence is absolutely critical to your success, not only as a public speaker, but in all areas of your life. Confidence allows you to be consistent, but it also allows you to continue to master your skills and to show up being who you're called to be. Now, the interesting thing about confidence is that it doesn't just happen. A lot of times we sit around and wait to do something until we feel confident about it. And then we're held back. This shows up in various ways like procrastination, perfectionism, fear. You know what I'm talking about. I've been there. I battle with this at different times. It was like, okay. But it's important for you to, first of all, understand that you need to commit to the process of building your confidence, because confidence is built. So think about what it would look like for you to have unlimited confidence. What would that look like? I want you to think about it, a day where you could do anything you wanted. What would it feel like? What would you be feeling? What would you be experiencing? What would you look like? How would you show up? What would you be doing? I want you to really imagine and picture this. Why is it important? Because the thing is this, if you don't know where you're going, what you want to reach, the goal you want to reach, or what it will look like, then you won't know how to get there and you won't even start. You won't be able to see whether or not you're on your way or you're in the direction that you need to go in. As a speaker, confidence is absolutely critical to influencing your listeners as well, for them to see you as believable, trustworthy, and worthy to keep listening to. So this mindset moment is about helping you to gain clarity as to what goals you have in terms of what it will look like for you to have unlimited confidence. And then how can you measure that? Because you've heard me say that you can't master what you can't measure, or you can't master what you don't measure. When you can measure something, you can improve. And so you never know if you're improving in a certain area if you don't have any measurement scales to go by. So you are going to receive an email with an assessment, a short assessment on how you can begin to measure your confidence. But today, I want you to think about this area of having unlimited confidence. What would that mean for you if you had unlimited, unstoppable, unshakable confidence in this area of speaking? Now, the interesting thing is that there's a concept called the confidence competence loop. That is, that in order for you to take action, you need to have confidence. It's confidence that fuels your action. And when you take action, it actually feeds your confidence. And especially if you take action and you learn and you grow, you develop something or you learn from that experience, it's a successful, a positive, or a learning experience, it actually then, that taking that step helps you to build competence. And building competence helps you to build confidence. So it's kind of like this loop. They work together. They're tied together. Very, very important connection. confidence and competence. As you grow one, the other grows. As you grow one, the other grows. And so you're thinking, well, okay, how do we start? If it's a loop, how do we start this? Confidence is the beginning place. But in that confidence, then you need to begin to develop steps or to really map out steps for you to take that in the direction of the skill development that you want to go in. So for example, if you want to get better at showing up on camera or speaking on camera, video, or doing Facebook, even not even Facebook Live, you can say Facebook Live. What is it that you need to do in order to develop the competence in this area or the skill development? So that might be, first of all, having a framework. What are you going to say? Being clear on what you're going to say when you get on camera. So as you learn that, and then as you take a step to test that out, that action builds your confidence. And the more you take action, the more you take consistent action, it builds your confidence. And you're also, if you have a mindset of a growth mindset, you're learning every step you take, and you go back and say, okay, I did it. That was great. My first step is I did it. Yes. Then you go back and you revise if you need to and do it again. And then your competence begins to grow as you have concrete steps. As I mentioned, confidence needs to be built over time. It is a process. And you have to understand, in order to do that, there needs to be concrete steps. Confidence is built over time through intentional steps forward. Confidence is built. It can be built. It absolutely can, but it takes a commitment from you. So my question to you is, how are you building your confidence? Do you even know what areas, what steps you need to take in order to build your confidence? Because if you can't measure it, you can't improve. If you're not measuring it, you won't be improving. Now, why is this important for you to begin to take action? So taking action, as I mentioned, really builds your confidence and your competence. But in order for you to take action, you need to commit to believing that everything is figure outable. Marie Forleo, who is, you can see her on YouTube, she's a great business coach and leader. She's not my coach, but she wrote a book called Everything is Figure Outable. I know that's not a normal word, but that's a word she uses. And it's true. Do you have a commitment that if you come upon a problem, an obstacle, that you know, okay, everything is figure outable. I need to either find someone to help me figure this out, tap into resources that are available to me to figure this out so that I can overcome this problem or hurdle, this obstacle that seems to be in my way. Everything is figure outable if you, first of all, embrace a growth mindset and commit to believing that everything is figure outable. And this is really important for building your confidence and your competence, is having this belief. So this is a mindset that you need to establish. Okay, so where do you go from here? Well, this is important for you to begin to look at how you are intentionally building your confidence and the steps that you need to take in order to be able to know that you are moving in the direction of your goals and that you are actually moving forward in the direction that you want to. And what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to have a journal and to begin to journal the process. I don't know about you, but I love journals. I have so many journals. This is one that I have right now. It's more of a scribbler type of journal, but I love journals. I love to journal. Here's another one right in front of me. I want you to get yourself a journal, especially as you're going into a new year. Get yourself a journal and begin to say, my progress, this is my victory log or my celebration journal. And I want you to celebrate the wins, the small wins and the big wins. Because this is the thing. If you can't celebrate small wins, then you'll always sabotage your success. You'll sabotage your confidence. You need to learn to see the small wins, the small steps that you're taking that are victories, that are wins for you, that help build your confidence as you see the progress that you're making in the direction. So if you don't already, get yourself a journal and call it your win, your weekly win journal, your celebration journal, your victory log, whatever it is, because you need to be able to measure it. So these are the things that I want you to do going forward. Is you need to look at what would it look like if you had unlimited confidence? What would that look like? What would it feel like? What would I be doing? And then where am I at today? What's one step I need to do today to begin to build my confidence in the direction of becoming a more transformational speaker, becoming more confident as a speaker, becoming more clear as a speaker? What is one step that I've been procrastinating on, that I've been getting stuck in perfectionism, that I'm afraid to do? Maybe it's just hitting that button to record. What is that one step I need to do in order to take action in the direction of building my confidence and my competence? So journal, let me know down below, what is that one step and where do you find yourself in this confidence, competence, in this confidence area, and where do you get stuck? But I want you to put down below in the comments one action that you know you need to take in order to build your confidence on camera as a speaker, or even just in speaking in general.